Hello, everyone, and welcome inside the film room here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Fran Duffy, joined alongside NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, we're going to take a look at all the top draft prospects, regardless of position, over the next couple of weeks as we get closer to the 2017 NFL draft. We're going to start at your favorite position, the quarterback spot. Now, you're not
a little different year for the Eagles this year.
A little bit different. Now, you're not a fan of the Eagles, but obviously you're here in the building very often. You work here every single week throughout the NFL season.
I prefer to see them win than lose, man.
Exactly right. And that's why I wanted to tee this off by asking you, how good is it to see the Eagles have Carson Wentz when you're looking at this quarterback class and evaluating who the top options are of this group?
Well, I'm just thinking about the Cleveland Browns for a minute here. Yeah. But, no, it's really good to know that the Eagles have Carson Wentz, given that, in my view anyway, which I think is shared by many, that there's not really that kind of prospect in this particular quarterback class. And I think the Eagles clearly made the right decision last year and are very much set for the future of the position.
Yeah, certainly. When you talk about players like Deshaun Watson, Mitch Trubisky, DeShone Kizer, even Patrick Mahomes getting first-round talk, a lot of issues surrounding all four players for a lot of different reasons. But let's talk about some players that may be on the Eagles' radar. And I don't know that this guy's going to last to the third day of the draft, but I know you and I are big fans of Nate Peterman.
Sure.
What makes him kind of one of these players that stands out above the rest in this group?
Well, the first thing that you notice when you put on tape is he actually ran a pro-style offense. He was under center. He actually ran play action. He turned his back to the defense. He actually threw skinny posts, which is something you never see in college football with shotgun spread offenses. So he's a very polished, refined quarterback. The one thing, obviously, and there'll be people who will struggle with this, is he's not considered a great arm talent. He doesn't have a big gun. So you think, what's his ceiling? Can he become an Andy Dalton? Can he become a Kirk Cousins? That style of quarterback. But when you watch him play, you see a refined, polished NFL-style quarterback.
When you look at the Eagles roster right now, you have Carson Wentz, you have Nick Foles, who was brought in this offseason. Potential to add a developmental player, so player like a Nate Peterman.
And you don't need a big arm, obviously, in this offense, because where did Doug Peterson come from? He came from the Kansas City Chiefs, and Alex Smith does not have a big arm at all. So to run this particular offense and the concepts that they run in the pass game, you do not need to have a gun. Carson Wentz just happens to be very physically gifted, but you don't need to be to run this offense effectively.
So then let me ask you about a player that kind of fits that bill, and that's Brad Kaya from the University of Miami. Doesn't have outstanding physical skills, but operated a pro-style offense there at Miami under Mark Richt this past year. What did you see from Brad Kaya?
And I think you have to give Kaya credit for that, because he started with a new offense, and I think he progressed as the year went on, which is a positive sign. He's clearly developmental, though. He needs an awful lot of work. There's too many moving parts in his set, in his delivery. He's not particularly accurate, which I think flows from the fact that there's too many moving parts. He's a player that would need, you know, a year, 2 years to sort of be taught fundamentally how to play, because his fundamentals are just not very good at all.
When you talk about the coming from the pro-style offense, we mentioned that a year ago, we're talking about Carson Wentz. We've talked about it now with Peterman and then Kaya. When you compare those kinds of players to players like a Davis Webb or a Patrick Mahomes, players that come from either air raid or true spread offenses, what is the leg up that those players have that others don't when they make that transition?
Well, first of all, they play under center, and people can say that's not important. It is. And there's a lot that goes with that. First of all, very simple things. The timing and rhythm of the drop from under center into the pocket, very, very important. It's a rhythm position. You have to be able to drop, hit your back foot, stick that back foot into the turf. You hear quarterback coaches talk about that all the time. Nail that back cleat into the turf. Shotgun spread quarterbacks don't really do that. They don't have a background in really nailing that back foot into the turf. And then what goes along with that? Weight transfer, torque, being able to throw the football the correct way with a firm lower body and with the discipline required. So someone like Peterman has that. Kaya will have that to some degree. Also, something very, very important that a lot of people don't think about, the play-action pass game. Turning your back to the defense is a learned skill, Fran. And shotgun spread quarterbacks don't do that. They they have no experience with that. And particularly so many of these kids now seem to come from Texas, out of Texas. They've been playing that way in these sort of spread offenses probably since they're 5 years old. They have no experience whatsoever turning their back to the defense. That's a learned trait.
Well, the shotgun spread offense is just that. It is widespread throughout the nation in college. So we do see those quarterbacks coming to the NFL. One made a great transition to the NFL last year from day three in the draft. That's Dak Prescott with the Dallas Cowboys. And that's the hot question. Is there a Dak Prescott in this class? Is there a player that could potentially make a similar type jump in your eyes?
And we can certainly debate why Dak Prescott did that. Obviously, he played behind the best offensive line in football. He played with arguably the best back in football in an offense that started with the run game. But I think in this class, and it's a player I'm kind of intrigued by, and that's Josh Dobbs from Tennessee. And I've also talked to some people who seem to feel that he's improved by leaps and bounds just since the end of the college season. Because I know you've probably looked at him a little bit as well. And his tape, to me, is not really strong. You don't come away watching Josh Dobbs and say, there's a big-time NFL prospect. But the one thing we do know is he's incredibly smart, which is always helpful when it comes to preparation. And he's smart in all ways. He's book smart. He, I think, is just savvy. And obviously, it doesn't hurt that he does have good legs. That's not what makes a guy a great NFL quarterback, but that can always help to some degree, particularly early on. But maybe Josh Dobbs, but now you're getting into a lot of variables. It's the situation. That's where Dak Prescott was really, really fortunate in that he went to the Dallas Cowboys, where they had drafted Elliott, who became, as I said, arguably the best back in the league, and that offensive line was in place.
All things start at the quarterback position. I appreciate you, Greg Cosell, for joining us inside the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Stay tuned for more as we continue breaking down this 2017 NFL Draft.